Welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? This is like a special bonus pull-out episode that Brent and I have been doing for quite a while now, where climbers, aka listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles. You can send in your song title or song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. That production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then what I do is Brent and I get together. We invite an esteemed guest onto the show. I pull a title that I think might be fun to try to flesh out, and I present it live on the air. Our guest and Brent has no idea what I'm going to throw at him here. And we try to flesh out five or six different conceptual ideas on how to write the lyrics to the song. Like, where's the story going to go? What's the idea going to be? Because that's maybe one of the most cardinal sins, I think, of all amateur songwriters. But you know what? It's also like the flex, the muscle, the talent in this part of the songwriting is what it discerns separates the good from the great, right? When they take that little extra time to say, oh, and then when you find that right, the right concept, it's almost like it can write itself. You know, you have a good North Star there. Mm-hmm. So it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say. We don't care how much you use or don't use. But we do demand an invite to the number one party, right?
That's right. That's
Brent,
right.
Do you want to add anything to that? Did I forget anything?
No, I think you covered it. This is for, you know, infotainment and hopefully inspiration purposes, just to encourage y'all to dig more deeply into your titles by setting that example of going, wow, oh, there's a lot more in some of these titles than I thought. And if you come up with some ideas that we didn't, some concepts on these that we don't today, man, drop them in the climb community in the comments, anywhere you see it on social, post it, drop that in there, because hopefully that whoever sent in today's title will be watching and can give them some ideas, and it's just fun to play along.
This exercise right here, like learning how to do this and doing this regularly, is the difference between writing a song called The Dance that's just some stupid song about dancing with a girl for the first time and The Dance that Tony Arata wrote. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like, that's what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Like the angle where you're just like, holy crap, look at that title. Wah, wah, whatever. And then you listen to it and you're like, oh, it's so, it makes the title so important.
Yep.
That because the idea was so good and so iconic. So you want to introduce our esteemed guest? We just found out some exciting stuff about our guest that we're going to share and brag on.
Yes. So today's guest is a buddy of mine. We've started writing together here recently, and he's a longtime climber, which is fun because I've known him off and on, you know, bump into him on Music Rover, NSAI. We used to bump into each other. And so we've kind of orbited each other for several years now. And just recently, within the past year, maybe, we started writing together some. I've heard his voice so many times on demos that come through the Songwriting Pro community and different events and stuff. And now I'm like, oh, that was all him, which is fun too, because I didn't recognize it was him for a while until I started working on it myself, but it's good stuff. So our guest today is a writer. He's had Cuts by the Lost Trailers. He's had music featured on Fox Sports, the Olympics, a bunch of stuff. The biggest thing here recently is he was a co-writer on the Kid Rock song, We the People.
Nice.
That you may have heard parts of that weren't bleeped out here and there online and in concert. And we should talk about that a little bit because that's just a funny story. But our guest today is none other than Mason Douglas. Climber.
What's up?
Mason Woo! Douglas.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mason, welcome to the show. Thank you for saying yes.
Long time listener, first time climber, I guess. That's the way to put it. But yeah, man, the funny thing is I've listened since episode one, went all the way back once.
Wow.
I got introduced, and I listened to all of them.
Wow.
And I still
deserve a medal.
Religiously, so they always pop on my feed. The funny thing is, though, I always listen to all my podcasts at 1.5 speed, so you guys are talking really slow right now. So I'm amazed.
I have awesome. I have never ever been accused of that, sir.
That's hilarious.
I've been accused of talking too much. I've been accused of talking too fast. I've been accused of a lot of other things. Never talking too slow.
Well, I'll tell you though, seriously, Mason, that to me, that is the highest compliment that I can receive for what we do here at the podcast is that somebody that's in the industry and has been in it and knows what's up, like a guy like you, listens. Because you wouldn't if you're like, they are full of it. Like, you wouldn't listen. We're not that entertaining if we're not being, hopefully, ringing a bell.
That's right.
That resonates with you as somebody who's, you know, you've fought in the battles and you've gotten cuts and you've publishing deals, all that stuff. So, like, seriously, to me, that is the highest compliment that we can get is that people that are in the know, like, okay, yeah, we can listen. This is legit. Because for one thing, you know, we all have imposter syndrome. And part of me is always like, am I just, boy, I hope this is right. You know, because we're all just, we're all just fighting the fights. We're all winging it. And we're like, oh, boy, I hope this is helpful. I mean, it's worked for me, but I don't know. So that means a lot. So.
It is. I hope all the listeners totally get it. Because for me, you mentioned NSAI, and I was mentor there for 7 years. And I do my own consulting on the side. And, and it's really just helpful to, A, get new perspectives, but also Brent and, you know, both you and Johnny just reinforce what, you know, what we've learned all these years. So things that I think about, I'm like, oh, I think about this. And then all of a sudden I'll hear you talk about it in one of your lists. I'm like, oh my God, Brent is right there on the same page too. That's awesome. So validation for me, my other writers, and then always new ideas, new information, new stuff coming down the pipe, new perspectives on the way the industry is going. So I love that. Because again, we can easily get stuck in the rat hole of, oh man, music grows this way. But then Johnny, when you come out with like, well, that may be how it was, but here's how it is now. So are you going to adapt or not? It fires me up. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to adapt. Son of a, you know, let's go. So
blinders on.
Right, exactly.
You guys are hitting all the nails on the head.
All right. Well,
I love it. Well, I'm honored. I'm listening to Brent say all that. I'm thinking we have to create a new thing. And Mason, this is going to be in your honor. You're going to have it's going to be numbered, but I'm going to create a climber OG badge for the graphic for this show.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to put it on. And by the way, we need a media image for you. So, and we need an ASAP because this is going to drop tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Lord willing.
I'll get it over.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so each OG badge is going to be numbered. And Mason, you're OG number one. I mean, there it is. So we have guests on the show that are OG climbers. Like, I mean, like, episode number one? What the hell?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Hell yeah. I'm a badge of honor right there. Sweet.
All right. Here we go. This is from Russell Morton.
Russell. All right.
Climbers Russell Morton. And the song title is Playing Hurt.
All right. Hurt.
Playing Hurt.
Cool.
So my hot take on this is, I think there's a lot of room for, I mean, I can think of some low-hanging fruit right now, but I think there's a lot of room to really twist these words around and come up with some different ideas. Mm-hmm. So I also think it's not a mundane title, like The Dance is a mundane title on it, just on the merits of the title. If you don't know the lyrics of the song, that's not a, you're not winning before you're spinning with that title, right?
Right.
Like, and then you hear the song and you're like, holy crap, my life's been changed forever. Mm-hmm. But that's because of the lyric, you know? So here, I think this is kind of like, what's he going to say here? What's going on here? This is a little bit intriguing. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting title. In full disclosure, Russell actually had emailed me a few days ago. Was like, hey, I was trying to get this to Johnny and wouldn't go through or whatever. You know, here's my title. And it was this one. I was like,
hey, this is not fair. You guys are way ahead of me on the on brainstorming it then. That's not fair.
I haven't been brainstorming on it, but so just full disclosure, because normally I never see these. And he sent to me, I was like, dude, Russell, I like it. I'll pass it along, but now I've seen it. I try not to ever see these. So I'm like, I'm not going to think about it. So I hadn't thought about it until now. So really don't have a heads up. But
well, Mason, when I get these, I route them like right into a folder so I don't ever see them. So I just saw it my damn self. So we're good.
So we're all that's fresh on. I hadn't thought about it. So we just try to make it look
like
easy.
When two co-writers come into the room and they've already talked about the idea on the way there, and then you're the third one. You get there and you're like, wait a second, they're already a verse and a chorus in. I gotta catch up. I gotta get going.
Yeah, this could be great or awful.
It's like showing up to meet up with two buddies who are already like five drinks ahead of you downtown. And you're like, I'm never going to catch up.
Oh, that's funny. I like the title. I like the title. I don't think I've heard that before as far as anyone's you know, single or anything like that. I don't think I've heard that before. And I think it's, so I think it's compelling that way. What to do with it? I don't know. One thing I think of first is like something for like a sync or maybe more of a rock song that just keeps pounding that playing hurt kind of thing, like not giving up, you know, laying in the dirt, whatever, getting back up, playing hurt. Like, it's, you know, maybe I'm thinking of that too, because Mason, you've had stuff on Fox Sports. And so maybe that's going in the stew here going, ooh, could that be like a sync kind of play where it's
like
that sort of thing.
You're still gonna pull it together. You're gonna rise up to the occasion, even if you're playing hurt. Yeah, you can get that sports thing going on.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Exactly.
So that, I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was Brett Favre.
Yeah,
for real. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like he always played hurt. That's like he didn't care. Like he's, but I'll crush you still. You know, like. And the more you hurt him in the game, the more he played. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then just to prove to you that you couldn't hurt him, even though he was like in terrible pain.
Right. Yeah.
And so that would be like huge detractor. Like nobody on defense wanted to hit him that hard, because if you hit him too hard and it looked too violent, and everybody gasped, like, oh my god, is he hurt? That's when he would just pop up out of that imprint in the ground that they planted him in, grab you by the face mask and be like, is that all you got? And then the tide, the momentum changes instantly
right
towards the Packers, you know, and now he's going to crush you because you thought you're going to do it that way. Uh-uh. You're going to have to do something more than that. You know,
that's funny.
But how about this? I mean, I got another idea.
Just like, what you said, if ego, playing hard, playing tough, putting you down in the dirt. You can't stop me. Even if I'm playing hurt, man.
Exactly.
Oh, there we go. I like that.
Yeah, just that anthem, like Fox Sports or whoever sports, like bumper or some like, you know, highlight reel kind of thing could be that kind of vibe. I think would be cool.
And why couldn't that be? Why couldn't that be in the context of in a country concept of just living life? You know, kind of like along the concept of like we're all broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, we're all playing hurt. It's not about avoiding getting knocked off your horse. You're going to get knocked off your horse. You're going to have to play hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we put before playing hurt or after playing hurt? Like you're going to be playing hurt. The question is, how's your attitude going to be about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how are you going to get back up on that horse? How are you going to persevere? How are you going to push through?
It's like nobody goes through life without getting, you know, knocked in the dirt. Welcome to Earth. We're all playing hurt. You know,
so if you want to, for the sync one, those are awesome. My brain immediately like went to radio. How can you go radio and obviously make it positive? And
yeah,
I'm thinking about going that way. And it's, what if this guy or girl was coming out of the storm, coming out of the heartbreak and saying, you know what, I'm ready to get back on the horse, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I'm ready to get back going because my heart's done playing hurt. My heart's done.
I'm done playing hurt. Yeah.
Oh, so my heart's done playing hurt. I love that. Yeah. There's so much we can put before that totally spins it. Like, this is malleable.
Yeah. It makes me think.
Yeah, done with the pity party.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Which is interesting, too. Yeah, like coming out. You know, what if it's like that learning to live again? You know, that great Garth song.
Yeah.
I burned my hand. I cut my face. You know, heaven knows how long it's been. You know, it's like getting out there again. That those first dates after a breakup or a divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm trying, man. I'm just playing hurt. Like it's going to get a little while to get up and going. Which could be that thing, which is like a deeper learning to live again thing, or even a lighter like the band. You know, like maybe the singer is like, you know, if you do like an old kind of almost haggard kind of thing, like he's heartbroken, but he's up there having to put on a good time for everybody else. You know, he's playing. Mm. So it's more like playing music, but he's playing hurt. It's more niche-y.
For some reason, each of my on all these ideas, it's coming back to setup. Also, I was thinking in setup terms, how do you get a great hook? You set it up, you know, with the right setup. But
yeah,
all these are coming back to like playing. It's time to play for laughs, time to play for this, playing for that. You know, because I'm done playing hurt. Mm. For some reason, I keep going to laundry list and brainstorming those ideas too, in order to get to playing hurt, having to have that big old butt kick there.
Yeah, yeah. And makes me think too of like pretending that you're hurt. Like, oh man, you're just playing hurt.
Oh,
you know, my kids do that sometimes. Oh,
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Well, they'll oversell it, or they're just being dramatic, or they're just playing, and they're like, oh, I need a Band-Aid, you know, and they're just having fun with it or whatever, or they're just being dramatic. Like, stop playing hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that could be a thing, hey, too.
Dude, on that, you could spin two different viewpoints on playing hurt. Like, when you're saying this and you're saying that, you're just playing hurt. But until you're playing hurt, you don't really know. You know what I mean? Like, you could play with that double entendre with that. That would be interesting. I don't know if you can get away with that, but...
Yeah, until you've been injured, you don't know what it means to play hurt.
Yeah.
I think, too, of like, okay, players, you know, people that, what they say, they're saying hurt people, you know, it's people that are hurt that hurt people. What if, you know, the players, because he's playing hurt, like he's got some sort of damage, and that's why he's not treating people, you know, treating this girl right or whatever, he's playing hurt.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's why he's playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's deeper a little bit, you know.
So that could be the new term for, from like, let's say from like a female perspective, it could be from a male perspective too, of a player, right? Like, hey, you need to stay away from him. He's playing hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
Also, because he's acting all vulnerable and stuff. Like he's pretending hurt, and
that
he's
was
playing.
Neat, but I finally got that it. That was good. Yeah, I like it.
It's like that one takes some time.
It took me a second. I was like, wait a second. Oh, there it is. All right.
Yeah, that would be a challenge to just bring it out clearly. It definitely has, with just the term playing hurt, it has such a sports connotation. It feels like definitely like a guy song. But what in the concept of a marriage, you know? Now, you could do like the country 101 kind of thing, like the 90s country direct play about, you know, I was playing ball, you know, football or whatever, you know, when I was in high school or junior high and it got my bell rung. But, you know, that's when I learned about playing hurt, pushing through, because you want to win. Like, you got a goal that you're not giving up. You know, you wouldn't trade this for anything on earth. So I'm playing hurt. And then, you know, in a relationship, a marriage, you hurt each other.
Yeah.
You love each other, but you hurt each other. We're fallen people. If we screw up, and you got to learn to play hurt. Like, you can't just walk away. You got to learn to forgive each other, to play through the pain.
You got to learn to play hurt.
You got to learn to play hurt, right? In a marriage, in a relationship. Right. So that could be like really cool. Like, yeah, man, she hurt my pride. She said some stuff. Shoot, I said some stuff too. We're not quitting the game. We're not walking away. You know, we know what it's worth or whatever.
I got one that's probably a little alternative or insanely sad and probably the weakest angle so far mentioned, but we should at least cover it, throw that spaghetti in the wall there. So what if he's the,
it's a safe space.
What if it's a waltzy 3-4 time, dun, dun, dun. The guy's like, man, on days like this, I just, you know, I need to grab me a glass of whiskey, sit there, wallow in all my self pity and, throw that record on the player, man, and spend all my time playing hurt the Reznor / Cash song.
Nice.
See, that's a stretch there, but it's got to be the saddest, you know, most self-pitying melody ever. But hey, he could go that route too.
But I mean, that could be cool, like in a like the.
First of all, just because it invokes Johnny Cash
and Trent Reznor
and the way that his interpretation of that Trent Reznor song, and Trent Reznor with the edge and Johnny Cash with the edge. Like, first of all, it's just cool. Right now, it's cool. It's just freaking cool.
Retro,
you know?
Yeah.
But it could be about like I'm having, you know, the good old boy that is heartbroken, but he's having to get up and he's still having to go to work. And he's having to do life and he's having to play hurt because he just has to. So it could be like almost the vignette thing where one of those twists into the chorus is the song. But then another one is just like, I got to get up and I got to go to work. Man, you know, big boys play hurt, you know?
Sure.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
What if it's about, okay, what if it's on a lighter side? Mm-hmm. What if it's about going to work on Monday morning,
like
hungover, and you're just all banged up, you know? And every Monday morning, I'm playing hurt. That's just what happens. Yeah. There you go. That's positive right there. That's a good one, man. Like,
that's funny.
We get all banged up on the weekend, and we're running those four-wheelers out in the dirt. And then come Monday morning, I'm always walking in, and I'm always playing hurt, something like that.
That's funny. And it could be, too.
And that would have some fun bounce to it, you know, just always playing her. That'd be cool.
Well, what if it's Saturday night and you're like, we got banged up on Friday night and boys call, they got to do it again, or they want to go fishing, or they want to do this other stuff. Got to play hurt, man.
He's got to get back in the game again.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it's a Red Bull and an aspirin or whatever, and we're playing hurt.
I know this.
You got pregame, too. Hey, pregame. Pre-game playing hurt,
Oh, there you go. You pre-game, playing hurt. Like just had the whole weekend of a party and just boiled down to like to playing hurt and sports analogies.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, that's cool.
That could be fun.
That's killer.
And so, what's fun about this is like we've gone on one end, like a very sensitive, you know, like learning to live again. I'm playing hurt. I'm putting my heart out there again. To another, like I was hungover from last night, and they want to go hang out again. All right, I'm playing hurt. You know, like totally different ends of the spectrum, but they both work. Sure. But they're going to be for one. One feels more radio, but they can both be great. And that's what's fun about this is there's so many ways you can serve this up.
And we invoked Reznor, so hey,
hey,
yeah, that's right.
That's a win right there.
One of my regular Johnny-isms is banged up. Like I'm a little banged. I've said that a million times in this podcast. I'm a little banged up today because I went out. Whatever. Now I'm stealing this. Playing hurt. Like I'm playing hurt. Brent. Like
I'm in the game.
Yeah, but I'm in the game. I'm playing hurt, but I'm in the game.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah.
Just another hook. Yeah. That's great.
That's good. That's sick.
There's a bunch in there. So man, Russell, this is a good one. I'm sure there are just tons that we haven't even touched on because what other even genres? I mean, playing hurt because that idea too of going out, party, have a good time and banged up, but you're going to do it again. I mean, that could be a rock song. That could be more of a kind of a pop kind of rock song. You know, there are many ways you could serve that up sonically. And Mason, you're by far more the musical guy here than me anyway, you and Johnny. But that, you know, that could work that way.
Oh, I got one more. I got one more.
Yeah.
I got a new one. Mm-hmm. This is a new one. Check me out. So, you know, I remember I was partnered up with Kelly before, Kelly Schoenfeld, buddy of mine, and he's from Wausau, Wisconsin, right? And his grandfather, we used to talk about our grandfather. His grandfather was a lot like my grandfather, just a total hard ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the greatest person ever, but like nothing put them down. His dad or his grandfather worked at the frickin' paper mill in Wausau. One day, one of the machines came down, cut off the tips of his fingers.
Ouch.
Cut off the tips of his fingers. He went home, bandaged him up, took a couple aspirin and a shot of whiskey, and freaking went back to work. So it could be like that ode to like your grandpa and that generation, mm-hmm. you know, which is definitely like a country sentiment.
Yeah.
And you know what? They made an art out of playing hurt. You know what I mean? Like that's the only way they knew how was playing hurt.
That's cool.
I don't know what else you could put in front of that. But just the toughness of like your grandpa, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to say, Kelly's granddad, that's like the worst paper cut I've ever heard of. So, anyway, sorry, had to get it out there.
We're not talking about playing hurt jokes. That's a hurt joke right there.
Yes, it is. It's painful, but hey, that's part of my process. You gotta let it all out.
Specialty. The Baxterisms.
Exactly.
We talked about the Baxterisms coffee book, the little coffee table book of all the.
Oh, that's right.
All the Baxterisms, man. You gotta do that.
All the Baxternyms and all that stuff. That's right.
Yeah, Baxternyms.
What's more painful than playing hurt?
Not playing at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather play hurt than not play at all.
So the cool thing about this is, like, you know, if we heard a title and we didn't get it, you know, if somebody's throwing it around in the room and you just kind of heard playing hurt, be like, okay, interesting. Don't know what we do with it. What else you got? But I mean, we've already found like at least two solid applications where we could be like, let's chase this. Yeah. Let's get that. That's badass. Let's chase it down. So that's pretty amazing how you can, skip past the, well, what else you got, and really dive in. And then you do that with every line of the song, you got a winner.
Yeah. And that's what I call the challenge. Yeah. That's what I call the song title challenge. Yeah. Hey, we got some good looks at this, Brent, don't you think?
Yeah, man, this is good. This was a good one. This was fun.
Yeah, it was. Thank you very much, Mr. Russell Morton. That was,
yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. And certainly Mason. Oh, you got another one, Brent?
Well, no. I wanted to make sure that while Mason is here, that we talk a little bit about the Kid Rock.
Uh-oh,
song.
Okay.
The yeah. thing hanging on his wall, by the way, I saw that on social media. So awesome.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
And so it's almost like a song title challenge story because they had this one angle for it. And then Kid did his, he kind of song title challenged it himself.
He did, yeah.
And it changed up a little bit. Mason, you want to share this? Man. And later we can edit it out if you're worried.
I haven't heard this.
But Johnny will love this.
We were, me and my buddy Jason were lucky enough. We were working with some people who were signed with Kid and doing, we'll call him Bob, you know, as a lot of people do, call him Bob.
Yeah.
So we got a chance to be invited to do some writing sessions. We knocked out this awesome chorus, the chorus that you hear. We had that day one. We recorded vocals day one. We tracked. He did scratch and he did, you know, just all the boom bap and knocked it out. And we started thinking verses. We spent about a couple years because of COVID hit. And so we'd go up to the ranch and do the studio stuff here and there. And we just kind of chisel on verses. But every time Bob would be like, you know what? I want to make sure these verses are poignant, that they're timely and that they're saying what I want to say for my brand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me and the other co-writer, okay, well, here's some ideas and take what you can, what you want. And some of those ideas made it into some of the stuff. But we got a call on late January and it was just a few days. It was on a Friday. Called us up, said, hey, I'm going to release the song. I'll send you the track. I'm like, okay, releasing Tuesday. Crap. Well, that's pretty quick. So here's all our info. And we get the track back and it was those verses, which were definitely now more Kid Rock. And it's just like we totally owned them. We're on board with them. Why? Because we're writing with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying what the artist wants to say. It's his brand. He's the one up there giving all the middle fingers to everybody, which is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars at doing that.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I'll jump on that train every day. I'll sit down and tell you what lines we had. I'll let you, hear what, I'll let you hear the work tape. I'll let you hear all the iterations that led up to that and understand where we were, helping guide the song. And then he put his final artist branding touches on it, which is again, which is what turned all the heads. He talked about timely, and I'm still getting emails, I'm still getting tweets and Facebook posts from people who are listening and hear it, so it's it's just one of those things where you chase it, and as a writer, you know, I'll go the other way too. If you sit there and want to write a song about the other side, let's do it. If you're gonna put it out there and make it a big old talked about hit on Rolling Stone and get all the reaction videos, I'm on board. Let's do it. So anyway, that's kind of where the song came from and how it all came to fruition there.
I love that. And you know what? Hey, first of all, thank God for artists like Kid Rock who are, you know, whether you like him or you don't like him, whether you like what he stands for, you don't like what he stands for, it doesn't matter. What matters is like he is who he is, mm-hmm. and he's unabashedly, unapologetically standing up and saying what he believes, and he doesn't change his tune. And that's called being vulnerable. And that's just a real artist, man. I just think that's mm-hmm. awesome. What a great story.
Yeah. And it shows me.
Yeah, and he always knew he had something to say with it. He always knew exactly what he was going for. He just didn't know when or the details. Then all of a sudden the details became very clear at a certain point in the mm-hmm. past year or so. And he's like, all right, here's what I want to say. So he was able to piece together pretty quick.
Yeah. And that's the thing about, you know, writing with the artist, you're in the service business. You're helping Kid do his thing. We're trying to help him bring his vision into the world. And then, you know, so it's more about him than it is about you, you know? And of course he does, he's about his listeners and that sort of thing. And it's a thing going, oh, well, that's the artist really being who that artist is.
Yeah.
They're saying something that they believe.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage of writing with the artist versus you know, if you'd written that, even the same thing, right? And just said, I'm going to pitch this around. It wouldn't have worked.
That would never have happened. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all.
But I just thought that was an interesting thing how you know, you and I've talked about how it kind of changed over time and the artist really put his fingerprints on it, mostly the fingerprint from the middle finger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he put his fingerprint on it.
Fingerprints from the middle finger.
Another cool thing for just for listeners, because everybody's aspiring, just as, again, I've been here for however many decades, and, you know, I've had some things that I was proud of happen throughout the, as we all have small victories, and some turn into bigger victories, but the coolest thing for me was being present for seeing that song come out of nowhere on an acoustic guitar, sit in a room, crappy work tape, crappy just little thing, expand, you know, into tracking. And then a few weeks ago, we got to go to Bridgestone and see it live and see everybody screaming, you know, 20,000 fans screaming the chorus and singing it, yelling it. And to be part of just that work tape through that, through Arena and then, you know, the stuff on the wall is great, but just to feel that experience, I want everybody to know it can happen. It's not just like sitting out there for Ashley Gorley and for the McAnally's and stuff and the Hardys. It is something that can happen to anybody. You just got to keep going to those rooms, keep making those work tapes, keep climbing, you know, but just keep chiseling on those because it does happen. So y'all just keep rocking it out.
That's awesome. Oh man, what a great experience. I've gotten that a few times, you know, where you're there and you see it. I mean, the first time I had that was, you know, a buddy of mine back home was playing a song that we'd written, this crappy song that we'd written. And I was out in the crowd and one guy I know turned to another guy I know. He didn't know, or maybe just two people I didn't know, friends of his from school or something. Like, man, that's such a great song. You know, and just the high that gave me. That was just for a bunch of high school kids back home.
Yeah.
To then years later being at Starwood Amphitheater at the time watching Alan Jackson, you know, I got invited and he was singing Monday Morning Church to thousands of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's the same buzz, but it never gets old. And that's awesome. That's so great that you got to do that because that's just unbelievable.
And it's just the reality. It becomes reality and it becomes doable. It becomes possible to seeing everybody else happen too. And then all of a sudden, when it finally does, it feels like forever for everybody. But when it finally gets, you're like, okay, then it's possible and this can happen. So
may the subsequent hits in the wake of this Kid Rock one come to you and overflow your cup, my good sir, like the 4 minute mile. Like they said for hundreds of years that the human body could never handle the 4 minute mile. And then Roger Bannister did it. And
now everybody does.
Everybody freaked out, and then I think it was a few weeks later. It was beat.
Yeah,
because then everybody knew. Oh, it's possible. Here we go. So I love that. That's a good point,
all you gotta
man.
Do is break the barrier.
Awesome,
fantastic. Well, thank you, Mason.
Oh, thanks for having me. Such a huge fan. So this is fun. Hope to anytime. Let me do it again, and let me know if I can be of help.
Mason, where can everybody contact you? How do they get a hold of you on social media?
Yeah, you do demos, you do song consultations, you are there and you help people out. So yeah, where can we find you?
Yeah, we help help with artist tracks, help release, you know, commercial stuff. We do sync, we do but lots of demos, lots of vocals for folks. And again, just out doing the Nashville thing. I'm at masondouglasmusic.com is the main website, but any on Instagram and stuff, you can find just Mason Douglas Music should pop it right up. And pretty easy, Mason Douglas Music, 1S. Take the ass out of Douglas there, so it's just Mason Douglas Music across the board.
Take the ass out of Douglas.
There we go.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Thank you for saying yes. Make sure that you send your song titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge in the subject line, and maybe you're going to get a hit songwriter like Mason to help us flesh out the idea and send you on your way, guys. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.